Three Parts of the Brain. Albert Einstein is credited with saying, "Imagination is more important than knowledge." As an entrepreneurial educator, I did a lot of research on the different parts of the brain. Boiling it all down to overly simplified terms, we have three basic parts to our brain: the left brain, the right brain, and the subconscious brain. The left brain is generally used for reading, writing, speaking, and logic. Kids who do well in school have well-developed left brains. From Gardner's work on multiple intelligences, the left brain would be most associated with linguistic, logical-mathematical, and interpersonal intelligences. Writer, scientist, lawyer, accountant, and schoolteacher are professions for such people. The right brain is the part of the brain often associated with pictures, art, music, and other more non-linear relationships, with creativity and imagination. From Gardner's work, musical and spatial intelligences would be most associated with the right brain. Designer, architect, and musician are professions for people with these dominant intelligences. The subconscious brain is the most powerful of the three brains because it includes the old brain, often called the primitive brain. It's the primitive brain that is most like an animal's brain. It does not think, but rather reacts, fights, flees, or freezes. From Gardner's work, the intrapersonal intelligence would most relate to the subconscious mind. In my opinion, it is a person's intrapersonal intelligence that ultimately determines if they are a success or failure in life, love, health, and money. This is because the subconscious mind is the most powerful part of the brain, especially in pressure situations. The subconscious mind also affects our bodily actions via bodily kinesthetic intelligence. For example, in the game of golf, pressure may cause a golfer to choke and miss an easy putt. Subconsciously, a person may freeze and not take action out of fear of making a mistake, or stay at a job for security rather than the love of the work. People with high intrapersonal intelligence have the ability to control the subconscious brain's desire to fight, flee, or freeze. Instead of flee, they may decide the best thing to do is freeze. If frozen, they may choose to fight. The point is, they have the intelligence to choose the appropriate subconscious response. If angry, they can speak calmly. If afraid, they can confront their fear. People think differently when their subconscious is controlled by fear. If people are fearful, they may say, "I can't do that. What if I fail?" Or, "That's risky." Compare that to a person who is in a fight state subconsciously who might say, "I'll show them. I'll get that deal just to prove I can do it." Learning to choose your subconscious state of mind before thinking and making decisions is very important. When I was in Vietnam, I felt better, flew better, and was more confident when I subconsciously chose to fight. When I was in a fleeing or fearful state, my thoughts were fearful. So choose your subconscious state of mind before using your left and right brains. Professions requiring tremendous control under stress are best for people with strong intrapersonal intelligence. For example, police officers, emergency room nurses and doctors, firefighters, and soldiers require high intrapersonal intelligence. I would say entrepreneurs require a high level of this intelligence.